NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. You don't have to be an ozone scientist to have heard about what's now termed the ozone hole. Production of spray cans using chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs as they are more commonly known, has been banned. But CFCs and several ozone-depleting substances used for manufacturing purposes are still in use around the globe. Thanks in part to NASA space research focused on the delicate ozone layer in Earth's atmosphere, nations have set limits on the making and use of CFCs. A phase-out of the chemicals is planned by the year 2000. Why the phase-out? It was found that chlorine-containing chemicals has added an additional force that destroys ozone. But why worry about ozone in the first place?
The stratosphere absorbs ultraviolet radiation and thereby provides a screen to that radiation reaching the Earth's surface. And because there are health effects associated with long exposure to the ultraviolet flux, this is why ozone is good.
That's Richard Zurich, senior scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. He has been studying the effects of human activities here on the planet and their impact on our thin, fragile, and life-sustaining atmosphere. He explains that the byproducts from industrialized countries knows no national boundaries.
There's plenty of these man-made compounds far from their natural sources, which to a large degree are in the northern hemisphere because that's where the most industrialized activity occurs. And you find these compounds all around the globe. In 2 or 3 years, the atmosphere mixes, and in another year or two, that material can get into the upper atmosphere.
Researchers poring over years of data, including information gleaned by satellites, sparked global concern about the ozone layer.
What really triggered it, of course, were the observations from Halley Bay in Antarctica, which showed the decrease of ozone, a very severe decrease, much greater than the natural variability from year to year, that was seen over Antarctica in the southern spring. And that's what triggered the attention to chlorine being able to affect ozone in the lower atmosphere.
As Zurich notes, atoms of chlorine released from human-made CFCs migrate up through the lower atmosphere into the stratosphere and attack molecules of ozone. This destructive chemistry therefore makes chlorine a major culprit of ozone loss.
Here the science was able to establish that it was indeed the chlorine causing the ozone destruction, and there was an alternative and a path that the policymakers could choose to mitigate this particular environmental hazard.
Zurich points out that ozone loss will be with us for many years to come.
Even if we were to shut off all the sources today of these fluorocarbons, they would continue to increase because of this large amount that's in the lower atmosphere still moving into the upper atmosphere.
Can Mother Nature handle human-made assaults on Earth's atmosphere on her own? NASA's Zurich says no.
Because the sheer volume of the materials that we produce is now comparable to some of the natural sources of these things. So we are in effect changing the atmosphere at a scale that is unprecedented, largely because human activity was not as extensive in the past as it is today.
NASA's multi-pronged effort to better monitor our environment includes ground equipment, atmospheric expeditions of high-flying aircraft, as well as satellites, all part of the space agency's mission to planet Earth. Future elements of the space agency's Earth observing system will greatly add to our ability to oversee our delicate atmosphere today and in decades to come.
We've been surprised in the past. There's the potential for being surprised again. And the reason for that is that as we increase certain other compounds that weren't there in such large quantities before, we can reach certain thresholds where something was not significant before but becomes significant on a regional or on a global scale.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.